and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today, on May 11th, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The piece, Understand the Social Needs for Accessibility in UX Design, highlights why it's crucial to make websites and apps easy to use for everyone, including people with disabilities. This group makes up about 16% of the global population, which is a significant number. The article points out that disabilities can affect anyone due to age, accidents, or health conditions, making accessible design a universal need. It discusses two main ways to view disability: the medical model, which sees the disability as a problem within the person, and the social model, which suggests society needs to adjust to remove barriers for people with disabilities. The social model is favored because it promotes inclusion by improving the environment and attitudes, making it easier for everyone to access and use digital platforms. The article also touches on global efforts like the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which aims to make societies more inclusive. Additionally, it explains the importance of following web content accessibility guidelines to ensure that digital content is accessible to all users, regardless of their abilities. The article, You Can Learn a Lot from a Chinese Teapot, dives into the elegance and beauty of a 300-year-old Chinese teapot, showcasing how such items can teach us about the complexities of aesthetic appreciation. The key takeaway is that beauty isn't just superficial. It's deeply embedded in the history, craftsmanship, and cultural significance of objects like the Yixing Zisha purple clay teapot. This perspective encourages us to look beyond the surface and appreciate the rich stories and traditions that shape our perception of beauty in everyday objects. The Complete Guide to Atomic Documentation for Design Systems lays out the essentials on how to effectively organize and explain the components of digital design systems. Here's the scoop. Documentation is crucial because it helps everyone understand how to use the system effectively, from designers to developers. The article points out that good documentation should clearly answer three main questions. What is the purpose of the documentation? Who will be using the design system? What elements make the documentation exceptional? Understanding these aspects ensures that a design system is user-friendly and serves its intended purpose efficiently. The article, How to Survive the Tricky Design Situation of the Product Vision Change, tackles the challenges designers face when a company's product vision shifts, often due to new leadership or market demands. Essentially, it's about adapting to big changes without starting from scratch. When a company decides to change the direction of a product, it can feel like all the previous work might be wasted. However, the key is to pivot and adapt the existing designs to align with the new vision. This involves understanding the new goals, communicating effectively with the team, and being flexible to tweak or overhaul designs as needed. The process is about making sure that even with changes, the end product still meets the needs of the users and the business. The article titled, Make Your Figma Components Work Harder, discusses enhancing the usability and efficiency of UI components in Figma, a popular design tool. It suggests organizing components into a separate file for nested elements to streamline design processes and reduce file clutter. Key techniques include exposing nested properties for easier modification, using local variables for theme management, and adding text properties to simplify text updates without deep editing. Instance swap properties are highlighted to switch elements within a component quickly, and Boolean properties to toggle design elements on or off. Lastly, embedding prototype interactions within components is advised to maintain functionality across different states without breaking the master component. These strategies help make Figma components more manageable and adaptable for various design needs. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.